Welcome back to Believers Academy and this series, Freedom from Fear. My name is Jason, and this is Lesson 2, Get Rid of Fear. Are you ready to get rid of fear? Ready? Let's go! If you've ever been in fear, you know it brings torment. And when you receive bad news, it preys on your mind, making it difficult to eat, sleep, or do anything except think about the news and the fears that continue to haunt you. God knew this. That's why the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 4:18, fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. This torment continues in the mind and emotions and travels to your physical body. If you've ever been sick, you know that this torment shows up in all kinds of physical suffering. Fear comes from when you continue to think about the lies of the devil and the troubles of this life. That's called worry, and you don't have any business with it in your life. Philippians 4:6-7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Fear also brings instability to your mind and emotions. Your decision-making ability is affected. Your mental and emotional health is challenged. You can't think straight. It's like you're paralyzed. You can think of the word fear as an acronym for false evidence appearing real. Let's say it again. Fear makes lying evidence look real. Even thoughts of fear affect us. Just look at our world today. The evidence shouts that God, if He exists, has deserted mankind and is, at best, preparing judgment for all. But the truth is that God is very much alive and is working with the people of the earth to save them from destruction. Fear is not of God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear is fed through your intellect, down into your spirit. Remember, fear is not natural to you once you become a believer. Fear comes from the outside. Just because a thought comes into your mind, you are not required to accept it. Don't own it. Even if it sounds like the voice of your thoughts, it's not you. Fear is from the devil. When you get news that tries to make you afraid, remember that God's great love for you will turn things to your good. Just ask Him and believe His word. God says over and over to His people, "Fear not." These two words appear more than 110 times in the Bible. If God says, "Fear not," that means you don't have to fear. Psalm 118:6 says, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear." When you realize that God is on your side, you know you cannot fail. You don't have to be afraid. There's not one thing Satan can throw at you that God's word cannot overcome. How can you be free from the thoughts, the evidence, and the threats that cause fear? Have you ever received bad news and fear immediately tried to overwhelm you? Maybe a relative was rushed to the hospital. Your child's school was put on lockdown or a wildfire was headed right for your home. That's when you need to know what to do to combat the enemy of fear. There are two steps we must follow. First, we must be delivered or rescued from fear. That curse we discussed in Lesson 1 that came on earth at Adam's disobedience to God affects everyone. However, those who believe in Jesus Christ are released from the curse. The very action of accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior frees us. Galatians 3:13 says, "But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When He was hung on the cross, He took upon Himself the curse for our wrongdoing." That means if you are a believer in Jesus, you are free from the curse and released from everything that comes with the curse, including fear. Jesus didn't say that He gave us the ability to cope with fear, no. He didn't say that He gave us the ability to choose which fear was good and which fear was bad, no. He said He would rescue us or deliver us from fear. So, at the same sacrifice on the cross where Jesus bore our sins, He carried our sickness, disease, and fear. He took them so we wouldn't have to. 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the J.B. Phillips New Testament says, "For God caused Christ, who Himself knew nothing of sin, actually to be sin for our sakes, so that in Christ we might be made good with the goodness of God." At the same time Jesus defeated the devil, He pulled Satan down from his place of authority. Jesus took the power of sin, death, sickness, disease, and fear away from him. So, there is no need to still be afraid. There's no need to worry. There's no need to be concerned about the future. That brings us to the second step. This is our part. we must command fear to leave in the name of Jesus. Here's an example. You get a phone call that your child has been arrested and put in jail. That's all the information you have. Believe me, fear comes with an invitation. Before you allow yourself to go into a frenzy of imagining the worst, remember, I am free from fear because Jesus took the curse. But that's not enough. We must aggressively command the fear to leave. We must boldly say, in the name of Jesus, fear, leave me and do not return. God will take care of my child and me. Now, it's good to say the right words, but you need to speak from a foundation of faith. Your belief needs to be in line with what you are saying. The Apostle John said, perfect love, that's God's love, sends fear away. That's the belief you stand on when you tell fear to leave. Kenneth Copeland tells the account of when his granddaughter, Lindsay, was taken to the emergency room of the hospital. He was out of town, but he relates what his daughter, Kelly, did. She received the news from the doctor on duty that her daughter had meningitis and was not expected to live. Now, think about her possible response. She could have been afraid. She could have given in to fear. She could have cried or shouted or screamed in the pain of hearing this horrifying report. Here's Kelly's actual response. When her sister Terry came into the waiting room, Kelly declared, I refuse to fear. She spoke from her belief that God didn't want her to fear. God did not make her daughter sick, and God was going to keep his word, do a medical miracle, and make her daughter well. Before long, Lindsay was awake and asking what was going on. God healed her. God delivered her from impending death. And today, she is alive and well and is a leader in this ministry. Fear did not win. Fear could have stayed in the emergency room. Fear could not stay in Kelly's mind and emotions. She actively refused fear. That's what we must do. Yes, as believers, we are free from fear. God's perfect love is stronger than fear. And we must enforce this freedom by commanding fear to leave. We must keep our hearts and minds on the love of God, not on potential fears. Believe that the power of God's perfect love is stronger than what fear is screaming. By faith, control what you say so that you are talking only about what God is doing. No need to think, imagine, or talk about the fearful situation. The opposite of fear is love, and God's love is stronger than fear. It's your right. In fact, you must choose to believe God's love for you more than circumstances. You may not think you have the kind of faith. So, how do you strengthen your belief? Jesus said, what you think about is what you say. Luke 6:45 says, what you say flows from what is in your heart. So continue to think about God's perfect love. Think about what God has done for you. Be thankful to God for all his protection from every fear. Start thanking God for the individual ways he protects you from fear. Say, I'm thankful that Jesus saved me from eternal punishment. I appreciate God taking care of me on the highways so I don't have an accident. Thank God he does not allow any evil to come near me. Read verses in the Bible that remind you of his perfect love and protection. You can start with Psalm 91, the wonderful song of God's protection. This is what you say. Because God protects me, I have no fear. I don't allow fear to come near me. I reject fear in Jesus' name. When you live a life trusting in God's love, there are unseen forces surrounding and protecting you at all times. God has assigned angelic hosts to take care of you. Here's proof in 2 Kings 6. The armies of the enemy surrounded the city where Elisha was. His servant said, "Oh, sir, what will we do now?" Elisha's answer was, "Don't be afraid, for there are more on our side than on theirs." Then he prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes and let him see." The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. Those angels did not suddenly come into existence when the servant saw them with his eyes. They were there all the time. When you speak and live as God's word instructs you, you allow his angels to work for you. Stay in love and agreement with God. Make the decision now to walk in God's love. Live free from fear in every area of your life. What if it seems you are losing the battle with fear? Keep going. Keep reading and studying the Bible. Keep speaking that God is greater and he will rescue you. In other words, don't quit. James 4:7 tells us, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Believe that Jesus will remove fear from your heart and mind as you continue to think about Him and thank Him for what He has done for you. Don't allow Satan's temptations to get into your mind. Resist him, knowing Jesus is greater and His love and power take care of you. Let's pray a prayer of dedication together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for strengthening my faith and belief in You and Your Word. I refuse to fear. I believe that Your perfect love will protect me in every situation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, You did it. You have completed the series, Freedom from Fear. Remember, the study documents are available for you to download to help as you learn more about freedom from fear. Thank you again for studying with us. Please come back soon as we are adding more studies to Believers Academy for your benefit. Be blessed, and remember, Jesus is Lord.